This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
As I said to this group a couple of times on this trip now, as we move to the Indo-Pacific to do our job, which is what we're here to do, nobody's texting war plans. Well, I noticed this morning, out came something that doesn't look like war plans. And as a matter of fact, they even changed the title to attack plans, because they know it's not war plans. There's no units, no locations, no routes, no flight paths, no sources, no methods, no classified information.
All right, we got former Senator Jim Talent on the line this morning with us. Jim, how are you?
Doing well.
I'm doing fine, thank you. Good to have you on this morning. That was Pete Hegseth explaining again what happened in this signal communication that somehow ended up with a reporter from the Atlantic. They're describing it very much as a nothing to see here kind of thing. They're not sure. I guess the key question for me is, how did the reporter's number get on there? Because I've accidentally texted people before, but you have to have the number in the first place for that to happen.
Yeah. I mean, you put your finger on the one clear mistake in this, was that a person was included in the chat who should not have been in the chat. Now, because it's a reporter, we found out about it, but it would have been bad if it was anybody. I mean, look, if they'd included me in the chat, what am I doing listening to this discussion? Mark, when I first heard about it, I thought, well, this is a problem because I assumed that they were not supposed to be using Signal to do government business. When I found out that, in fact, that's what the government anticipates, in other words, Signal's been built into the system and they are supposed to be using it, Then the problem mostly goes away, and this becomes a flap because there was a mistake, a reporter was included, and because whatever we think about what the mission information related to that part of the chat, I'm guessing Pete Hegseth would like to have back if he could do it. He basically gave them information about 2 hours before he should have. Now, the mission went off well, the team functioned well. I like the fact that they're obviously functioning as a team, that they're talking, they're sharing information, they feel free to raise points. That's not always the case, you know. And it's very important when the principals seem to think of each other as friends. Well, but I think this is mostly a flap and it'll go away.
Well, all these Democrats who are calling for some of these people like Pete Hegseth to resign, what do you make of that? I mean, what do you think should be done, if anything, about this?
Yeah, well, I dismissed that idea. Even on the first discussion I had about our interview I did with it, I said, well, that's ridiculous. Even when I thought that maybe they shouldn't have been using Signal. Look, what they're doing in these areas is really, really important. It's good to it's very important to have good people who can execute. And if you're the president and you think these are good people who are executing the missions, who are assisting me in devising policy, you know, who are reliable and carrying out what I tell them to do, you're not going to fire him because of a mistake. I mean, it would be against the public interest to do that. You don't want to, you know, change your whole team or remove key players because of one problem. And Trump immediately said, no, I'm not doing that, which was the right thing.
You know,
over time he concludes that they're not any good, he's going to get rid of them. That's what he should do.
It surprised me a bit that I mean, Kim was familiar with Signal. I was not. I know they approved it for use during the Biden administration. Maybe the if there's any change to policies, that they either don't use that or they use something more secure next time.
Yeah, well, when I got into it, Mark, and I talked to a few people, the problem is the government does not have a secure system for doing this kind of thing. I mean, obviously, the government has, like, secure email systems. So the question becomes, do we accept the risk in order to facilitate important group conversations like this? Mm-hmm. And I think they're going to examine that and see what their other alternatives are. But, I mean, it's a policy decision that the Biden administration made, I presume, after considering the alternative. So the point is, I mean, they were doing the fact they were having this chat and talking about all these issues is something they were supposed to be doing. So you can see how that's like 80% of what I thought was the problem, and now it just goes away.
Yeah, it's a great point, and I appreciate you making it, Jim. We're out of time, my friend. Thank you.
Good talking to you guys.
Always. Thank you. Great to get him on here. Yeah, that's the thing. The guy they're all the Democrats are complaining about the most, Elon Musk, mm-hmm. who designed PayPal and Tesla and sends people to the space station and rescues them, and who's brilliant, I'm certain could come up with a communication system that was secure we could use within the government. This is not going to be that difficult to fix, if indeed that is the problem.
Get more at 971talk.com.